Vikings running backs coach James Saxon, a former NFL player. You've been an NFL coach for a long time. You've seen a lot of really good running backs, but our starting running back, the best one in the NFL, he must stand alone, right?
Special guy. And, you know, he's a rare NFL superstar. And it's nice to see that. You know, he's got tripped up a little bit with that injury last year, but now he's working his way back.
You know, Priest Holmes and Larry Johnson, guys that you've coached, Adrian Peterson, what is it about those guys that allows them to be so prolific and be such elite talents?
Well, I think they're special. I mean, they all have an internal drive that's different from other people. They don't wait to be motivated. I mean, they want to push themselves through. You know, I'm here to give them the information to go out and play good and try to do the things that complement the other 10 guys around them. And but those, all three of those guys you just mentioned are all special people.
Yeah. Right behind Adrian, we have Toby Gerhart. Now, you look up and down the league, a lot of teams, Toby would be their workhorse.
Right.
He'd be their number one back, but he's our complementary back to Adrian.
Right. Yeah.
What kind of guy do we have in Toby Gerhart?
Very solid football player, very bright. Obviously, he's an excellent runner, big, strong. He is better as he touches the ball. The more touches he gets, the better he gets.
How do you describe Toby's running style? Is he a between the tackles, north-south guy? Is he versatile because he can catch the ball out of the backfield? If you were going to write up a scouting report on Toby, what kind of things would you say about him?
Very deceptive. He looks like something you go, man, I don't know if this guy is that good. And then all of a sudden, he's gaining yards. He doesn't look like he's an outside runner. He's got good speed to get to the corner. I mean, obviously, he's a powerful guy. He can bend. He's what you want. His body's built to play in the NFL. And you're right. If he were on another team, which I'm glad he's not, he would be a lead dog.
Now, after Adrian and Toby, we're going to work on our depth at running back, that third running back. With Adrian's injury, perhaps that is even more important this training camp.
Right.
So what's your, as you look at some of those guys on the fringe, how do you feel about the depth behind our first two guys?
Well, I feel really good. You know, Lex Hilliard is a guy that came in here from Miami. I'm very familiar with Lex. We drafted him down in Miami in 08, and he's played in the NFL. He's played well. Mm-hmm. When Ronnie Brown went down in 09, Lex came in, stepped in, and filled in admirably. I have a lot of confidence in the guy. I think that people, when they watch him, they'll come to appreciate him quite quickly.
One guy that stands out to me, and really it's only because of how fast he looks, mm-hmm. is Jordan Todman.
Right.
He came, I believe, from the San Diego Chargers. He was with the Chargers last year. We got him towards the end of the season. It looks like he has great speed.
Jordan is a terrific little player. You know, he spent the entire year on the practice squad. We got him, I believe, last week of the season. Very pleased to be working with him. He's, you know, he's a young player that's got to grow and learn how to be a professional football player and what his job description is. But he does have physical tools, and he's probably, outside of Adrian, probably one of the quicker guys that we have.
Going back to the third running back position on a football team, a lot of times the perception is it's going to be like a scat back.
Right.
But that's not always the case, right? Especially with our situation with Adrian, we may be looking for that third running back to be more of an all-around player, correct?
Well, you know, it's the funny part about that third spot is you want a guy that can play. First of all, he's got to prove himself in preseason that he's going to be able to, if the situation arises, he's going to be able to step in and function in a productive way. And the other part is size. You know, you can say, yeah, we're looking for a particular person, but size doesn't always determine that. What determines it is basically his ability to be able to be successful as a player.
As a guy who made it in the NFL as a player and now you're coaching and you round out that depth chart at the bottom, special teams ability has to be really important, whether you're talking about Jordan Todman or maybe Lex Hilliard, mm-hmm. Jerome Felton, Ryan D'Imperio, another guy that is in your position group. Their ability to perform on those special teams units is important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're not a starter in this league, you're a starter. I mean, it's kind of an oxymoron. You are a starter on special teams, so you have to be a contributing player. I tell the guys all the time, I say, you can't look around the room, you know, there's a bunch of guys in the room, and try to decide, well who's the first guy out? I was in a situation in Kansas City in 1991. We went to training camp with 10 guys. Two got hurt, the other eight made the team. So go figure. But it's the value you give yourself, the chance that you give yourself as a contributor on special teams. If they can go out and play, be productive for Coach Prefer, I think that they give themselves a chance to make this football team.